Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Hello and welcome to Autonomous Action Radio, produced in the studios of 4ZZZ Brisbane. I'm your slightly cynical anarchist host Linda, and on today's show we're looking at greenwashing. To start off today's show, let's listen to a bit of Bill Hicks.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds. Maybe one day they'll take root. I don't know. You try. You do what you can. Kill yourselves. Seriously, though, if you are, do. No, really. There's no rationalization for what you do, and you are Satan's little helpers, okay? Kill yourself. Seriously. You're the ruiner of all things good. Seriously. No, this is not a joke. It's going to be a joke coming. There's no fucking joke coming. You are Satan's spawn, filling the world with bile and garbage. You are fucked and you are fucking us. Kill yourself. It's the only way to save your fucking soul. Kill yourself. Plant seeds. I know all the marketing people are going, he's doing a joke. There's no joke here whatsoever. Suck a tailpipe, fucking hang yourself, borrow a gun from a Yank friend. I don't care how you do it. Rid the world of your evil fucking machinations. Whatever, you know what I mean. I know what all the marketing people are thinking right now, too. Oh, you know what Bill's doing? He's going for that anti-marketing dollar. That's a good market. He's very smart. Oh, man, I am not doing that, you fucking evil scumbags. Oh, you know what Bill's doing now? He's going for the righteous indignation dollar. That's a big dollar. A lot of people are feeling that indignation. We've done research. Huge market. He's doing a good thing. God damn it, I'm not doing that, you scumbags. Quit putting a goddamn dollar sign on every fucking thing on this planet. Ooh, the anger dollar. Huge. Huge in times of recession. Giant market. Bill's very bright to do that. God, I'm just caught in a fucking web. Ooh, the trapped dollar. Big dollar. Huge dollar. Good market. Look at our research. We see that many people feel trapped. If we play to them and separate them into the trapped dollar, how do you live like that? I bet you sleep like fucking babies at night, don't you? What'd you do tonight, honey? Oh, we made arsenic childhood food now. Good night. Yeah, we just said, you know, is your baby really too loud? You know. Yeah, it'll, you know, the mums will love it, yeah. Sleep like fucking children, don't you? This is your world, isn't it?
I played that skit of Bill Hicks because greenwashing is all about advertising and marketing.
By the way, if anyone here is in advertising or marketing, kill yourself. Thank you. Just a little thought. I'm just trying to plant seeds.
Before we go into our look at greenwashing, some urgent news from Barcelona. Five anarchists in the province of Barcelona have been arrested by order of the Spanish court. On May 15, Yolanda, Silvia, Juan, Xavier, and Jose were arrested in a police operation that resulted in the smashing and seizure of material from Catalan anarchists' premises. Accused of committing crimes such as terrorist group membership, praising terrorism, recruitment and indoctrination, and storage of explosives, they are currently jailed in Soto del Real prison, Madrid, far away from their families and friends, under third-grade imprisonment. The details of the charges are The alleged involvement of these five anarchists on Facebook pages, Bandera Negra and Front Solidarity de Barcelona, among others, that the state and regional police forces consider to be terrorist gangs, despite not having proved any activity outside social networks. Their involvement in demonstrations in which there have been incidents and publishing opinions that have aimed to spread subversive ideas and to incite and or commit crimes against state and capitalist interests. Moreover, the prosecution believes that the material seized in their homes reinforces these accusations. Flags and shirts with anarchist themes, libertarian philosophy books, gasoline from the garage, screws of various kinds, Valencian firecrackers and rockets, which are legal. For more information, you can go to freedomforthefive.wordpress.com.
Bobby! Whoa! For God's sake, burn it down!
Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Give the anarchists your cigarettes.
Cause that's as close as he's ever gonna get.
Give the anarchists your cigarettes.
Bobby just hasn't learned it yet.
Give the anarchists your cigarettes.
The times are changing but he just forgets.
Give the anarchists your cigarettes.
He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
We're still looking at the letter G in the anarchist activist alphabet. There's a few more G words to look at. G is for greenwashing and G is for genocide. Greenwashing. The term greenwashing is a play on the concept of whitewashing. It's when companies use marketing spin to make their products seem environmentally friendly, when most of the time they're not. And in fact, it could be argued that selling anything in the capitalist marketplace cannot be environmentally friendly. Greenwashing was coined by New York environmentalist Jay Westerveld in a 1986 essay regarding the hotel industry's practice of placing green placards in each room, which prompted reuse of guest towels, allegedly to save the environment. Westerveld found that in most cases these claims were hollow and used to disguise cost-cutting techniques, the overall aim being to increase profit. These days, green is the new black, and companies are spending big bucks on advertising being green to appeal to customers rather than doing anything that actually could be environmentally beneficial, such as taking responsibility for the entire life cycle of their product. Examples include changing the name or label of a product to give the feeling of nature, and altering the colours used by your brand to include green, or both. For example, BP entered the greenwashing playing field in 2000, spending $200 million on rebranding their company. Part of the rebranding was to use the slogan Beyond Petroleum, and a new green and yellow flower design for their logo. In Norway, the Consumer Ombudsman banned car manufacturers from claiming their vehicles are clean, green, or environmentally friendly, stating that cars cannot do anything good for the environment, except less damage than others.
Recently, the Greenest Car of the Year award was announced at the LA Auto Show, and the winner is the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. Seriously? Also in the running for the prize was the Saturn Aura Hybrid, the Chevy Malibu Hybrid, the Mazda Tribute Hybrid, the Nissan Altima Hybrid, and the aforementioned Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. In an editorial, Jerry Garrett of the New York Times recently announced a winner of his own, none of the above. And if you're wondering what kind of mileage you'll get for the greenest car of the year, that would be a whopping 21 miles per gallon. And all for the price of about $50,000 or two Priuses. So it's expensive, it gets crappy gas mileage, that sounds green to me, and you can actually save money and boost its gas economy by running off the dying dreams of small children.
As global warming becomes more of a concern, all of us in the petroleum industry are doing what we can to show that we care about the environment. Many of us have changed our logos from something like this to this. See, it looks like a flower.
And we in the plastics industry are doing our part by putting the word recyclable on all of our products. Where to recycle, how to recycle, or what to recycle it into haven't been thought of yet. But we're spending millions researching where on our product the recycle logo is the most visible.
And I'm wearing a sweater instead of a suit, so I must love nature. And look where I'm standing. Isn't it beautiful? Now when you think of oil refineries, hopefully you'll think of this.
We're doing our part to look environmental. But we need you to meet us halfway and believe we're environmental, even when we lobby against pollution restrictions like the Kyoto Accord.
So when you hear about an oil spill that's killing thousands of birds, or an oil spill that's destroying marine life, or any oil-related disaster, think of deer playing in a field in slow motion.
Look, dolphins! The more you think about these things, the less you're thinking about the island of plastic garbage in the middle of the Pacific that's twice the size of Texas.
Because a clean ocean is a great photo opportunity.
For the children.
This message from the Canadian Resource Association of Petroleum and Plastic Producers. You can't spell greenwashing without green.
When the Olympic Games were held in London, three organizations, the London Mining Network, Bhopal Medical Appeal, and UK Tar Sands Network set up a campaign called Greenwash Gold 2012.
Over the last few weeks, members of the public around the world have been voting to decide which of these three companies should have the award for being the least ethical sponsor of the Olympics.
I think everyone here will agree that these three companies have received their just desserts for using the Olympics as an opportunity to greenwash their reputation and hide the toxic legacy that they are all responsible for.
I was a member for the Commission for Sustainable Development, a body charged with making sure that the London Games lived up to its ethical promises. But unfortunately, I had to resign because of the connection between Dow Chemical and the London Games.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome one and all to the Greenwash Gold Awards Ceremony. I'm hugely honored to have my colleague, Lord Sebastian Coe, here with me today to award these medals. First, we have third place, Dow Chemical, for the hard work that they have done to hide the Bhopal tragedy. In second place, we have BP, who are also hiding a tragedy of their own. And in first place, we have Rio Tinto. Now, I believe that some of the communities who are affected by these companies and the people who are concerned about these issues are with us here today. And they will have a moment also to tell their story.
On behalf of the 50 million workers around the world represented by Industrial Global Union, I would like to thank the organizers for this entirely just and well-deserved recognition of Rio Tinto for its long history of contempt for labor rights and human rights, environmental destruction, not least of which in the communities from which the Olympic gold medals are sourced, and general opposition to anything that could be described as sustainable. Thank you and well done.
On
On behalf of everyone who's voted for BP, we are thrilled to be able to award this Greenwash Gold Medal. BP is sustainability partner of the Olympics, yet this is one of the least sustainable companies on the planet, responsible for the worst oil spill that we've seen and refusing to compensate adequately the victims that have lost their lives and livelihoods. And meanwhile, entering the Canadian tar sands, the most destructive industrial project on the planet that is destroying Indigenous people's lands, causing illness in the communities, and pumping huge amounts of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere. We're thrilled to announce BP's result as a Greenwash Gold winner.
I'd just like to say how delighted we are that Dow Chemicals won this Greenwash Gold Award. Let's not forget that Dow are shielding their subsidiary Union Carbide from criminal charges in India for the culpable homicide of thousands of poor people in relation to the Bhopal disaster of 1984. On that basis, they can't be considered a suitable Olympic sponsor. This is the award they deserve. Thank you.
So, once again, I would like to thank you all for attending. And I hope that this awards ceremony has given you the opportunity to see Dow Chemical, Rio Tinto, and BP in a new light. We know that they have massive advertising budgets that are spread across London. You will see their logos in all kinds of places. And we hope that this small performance has given you a chance to understand the other side of the story, the toxic legacy that each of these three companies represents.
In 2007, an environmental marketing firm, TerraChoice, released a study called The Six Sins of Greenwashing.
One, the sin of fibbing. This is just a polite way of saying lying. All right? The sin of fibbing. We actually found all sorts of examples. One example was a plastic shampoo bottle. You guys ever heard of plastic bottles? All right. A plastic shampoo bottle. And the label said, very proudly and boldly, said, proudly packaged in 100% post-consumer paper. We read that claim several times, and it clearly was saying that this plastic bottle was made out of paper. So unless someone contradicts me, I'm willing to bet you can't make a plastic bottle out of old newspaper. And since we didn't have a sin of stupidity, we put that one under the sin of fibbing. The next one. The sin of no proof, and just FYI, the sin of fibbing, less than 1% of the products, all right, less than 1%, so not a huge issue. But the sin of no proof was a big one. The sin of no proof. When someone puts a claim on a product label that says it's biodegradable, or that it contains post-consumer recycled content, or that it's non-toxic, as a consumer that kind of mistrusts these kinds of claims, I want to know there's proof backing that up. All right? And it was amazing how few people were willing to provide proof. They weren't having their products independently tested. They weren't providing test data on their websites. We called one woman. The product claimed it was non-toxic. Call the toll-free number and say, look, it says non-toxic. What proof do you have? What test did you conduct? There's dozens of different ways to measure this. How do I as a consumer know it's non-toxic? And the woman put me on the polite hold music, which is great fun. We are in the store listening to hold music and the music in the background and very impatient wife tapping her foot. I'm waiting for the... She eventually got back to me. She said, sir, well, it must be true because we put it on the label. The sin of irrelevance. This is a fun one. The sin of irrelevance. This is when you make a factually true statement that's completely meaningless. All right, my favorite, I travel a lot, right? So I got to run to the airport with my little bitty can of shaving cream, right? So I have this itty bitty can of shaving cream, and my itty bitty can of shaving cream has an itty bitty label on it. And the itty bitty label on my itty bitty can of shaving cream has a great big green dot. Environmentally friendly, CFC free. And I feel all warm and fuzzy inside until I remember, you know, CFCs, right? Ozone layer, all that. I feel all warm and fuzzy until I remember that CFCs were legally banned in 1978. It's against the law to have CFCs in that can. Yet there they are, proud green dot, saying, give me some green love. The sin of the hidden trade-off. Now here's kind of a fun little sin. The sin of the hidden trade-off is when a manufacturer or supplier, or more likely their marketing firm, tries to focus a consumer's attention on a single environmental issue as if that issue was all that mattered. This is much the same way that magicians in Vegas, any of you been to a Vegas magic show? Right? It's the way the magicians in Vegas focus your attention on one hand so you don't see what the other one is doing. All right? The sin of the hidden trade-off. We'll find things like paper products, right? A ream of paper. It's got recycled content in it. Look, look, my paper's got recycled content. It's got some recycled content in it. Isn't that cool? But completely ignoring broader issues like the manufacturing process. And if it's 30% post-consumer recycled content, what's the other 70%? The sin of vagueness. This one's kind of fairly easy to spot. There's all sorts. What the heck does eco-friendly mean? All right? These broad, vague claims are completely worthless. All right? 100% natural. Well, that sounds good, right? Until you realize that rattlesnake venom is 100% natural. All right? Socrates. Any of you remember Socrates? Yeah, the guy in the toga, Greek philosopher. They killed Socrates with hemlock, a 100% natural substance. All right? So using these big, broad claims that the consumers are kind of misunderstanding as meaning safe or meaning more environmentally preferable, which isn't necessarily true. And the last one, this is the one that still gives me pause. I'll confess I was arguing maybe we shouldn't include this one. But there was a big pushback because there were some campaigns out there that were saying things like, do you really care about the environment? If you really care about the earth, if you're really trying to do your part, you should start smoking. Just smoke these organic cigarettes instead. All right? So people kind of got to realizing, you know, that's probably not quite right. What's been interesting is this particular sin has spun out into the media. Reporters are coming up with all sorts of examples. Can an SUV ever be environmentally friendly? Can bottled water ever be environmentally friendly? And it gets into those value judgments that I think are a little bit scary.
Up to 4,000 people died here on the night of the gas leak, and thousands more have died since. Many of Bhopal's residents remain chronically ill. But 12 years after the disaster, they're still waiting for most.
Hey, TV, I see the free world. Walking Wall Street, talking about the company's credit. Well, Bhopal's still leaking in the night. They're speaking about the blind man screaming at his wife. Who's dead? She's dead. She's dead. She's dead. And you're the criminal. So they make new laws so the poor can sue you no more. How rude of them. You just killed 8,000 and injured another 250,000 more. And they're dead. They're dead. And you're the criminal. Dead. They're dead. They're dead. The corporate criminal.
So you think $300 what is worth to take a third world life?
They're dead, they're dead, and you're the criminal.
just heard a song by Insurge called Happy Birthday Union Carbide. Union Carbide being a wholly owned subsidiary of Dow Chemicals, one of the winners of the Greenwash Gold Awards at last year's Olympic Games in London. 10 years before the London Olympics, the Sydney Olympics was being hyped as the greenest ever, despite the site where they were being held being a former industrial and arms depot. Dr. Sharon Bedder, who wrote a research paper called Greenwashing an Olympic-Size Toxic Dump, says of the site, "In recent years, asbestos-contaminated waste and chemicals, including dioxin and pesticides, have been found there, along with arsenic, cadmium, chromium, copper, lead, mercury, and zinc. It is the worst toxic waste dump in Australia. And the bay into which the waste leaches is so contaminated that there is a fishing ban. The sediments in the bay have concentrations of dioxin that make it one of the world's worst dioxin hotspots. The dioxin is largely the result of waste from a Union Carbide factory, which manufactured the notorious herbicide Agent Orange during the Vietnam War." For Greenpeace, participation in developing a showcase Olympic village offered another benefit, the opportunity to transform its own image. Instead of simply sounding the alarm on environmental problems, as it had done for the previous 20 years, the new Greenpeace would be seen as promoting solutions. Greenpeace International wrote to Olympic sponsors including BHP, Coca-Cola, General Motors Holden, McDonald's and others, offering to help them earn the name of Green in the same way as the Sydney Olympics has. As sponsors, you have the opportunity to play a key role in the success. One of the many benefits of being part of the Green Games is the chance to demonstrate your company's commitment to the environment and to future generations. The Sydney Olympics offer your staff the opportunity to take part in a long-term global initiative to protect the world's environment. Greenpeace would like to work with you to explore the areas in which you can make an environmental contribution during the Sydney 2000 Games.
Sydney 2000 toxic sludge. We like DDT for lunch. We like Agent Orange daiquiris. Sydney 2000 toxic sludge. Three-headed fishes in my fudge. Swimming round ICI factories. And I like all this remediation, but I hate my rental situation, 'cause I can't afford to live here anymore. So I guess this stuffed up, sold out Green Olympics don't even matter to me. Even when the lying bastards use more PVC, 'cause I'm moving to the country.
Yep. You just heard another Insurge song called Sydney 2000 Toxic Sludge, which is referring to the former waste dump at the Homebush Olympic site in Sydney. You are listening to Autonomous Action Radio, produced at the studios of 4ZZZ, Brisbane. And during this episode, we're looking at greenwashing. When companies exploit consumers' concern for the environment in order to increase profit.
Tonight's event, Earth R 2012.
Earth R! Oh my god, that's the greatest event I've ever seen in my life! We're going to turn off our lights to save the Earth! How does that work? And right now, the officials are giving their own speech, but who cares about that? We care about the Earth!
Another example of greenwashing is Earth Hour. Earth Hour encourages consumers to switch off electric appliances for 1 hour. This may make people feel good about a minor inconvenience without creating any sustained reduction in greenhouse gas emissions. Website The Wrong Kind of Green published an article which calls Earth Hour the ultimate parody of this coming together of all that is evil in the world of greenwashing. It continues, "I don't use the term lightly. A person cannot be evil, an action can. Earth Hour is evil, because it not only allows corporations, politicians, urban sprawls and industrial monoliths to look good in the eyes of a naive public, it actively attacks genuine attempts to try and undermine the very things that feed off Earth Day. An ordinary person in the thrall of industrial civilization cannot fail to be impressed by the sight of 1,000 buildings simultaneously switching off their lights in the name of planet Earth. how can something as mundane as building non-dependent communities compete with such glamour? And a look at the corporate sponsors of Earth Hour 2011 gives insight also into the cynical nature of this event. First, I'll mention 2012 Greenwash Gold winners Rio Tinto, Unilever, who test on animals as I've mentioned in a previous episode, Toyota, Coca-Cola, who have been implicated in, among other things, rape, torture and murder of workers in South America, OneSteel, Emirates Airlines and Mitsubishi Electric, among a long list. And the organisation behind Earth Hour, WWF, has a dismal record of jumping into bed with corporate polluters in return for sponsorship dollars. I highly recommend the site wrongkindofgreen.org for more information on this and other examples of the manipulation, compromise, and otherwise selling out of non-government organisations.
If you switch off the lights for an hour, would that help our planet? If you, your family, friends, neighbors, and everyone in the world switches off the lights for an hour, would that help our planet? We do need bright ideas to help our planet, but an hour without lights won't reduce our emissions.
Similarly, the introduction of a carbon emission trading scheme may feel good, but is it actually beneficial in the long term? A group involved with Friends of the Earth in the UK set up a scheme called Cheap Neutral to demonstrate how carbon emission trading works, or rather doesn't work. Cheat Neutral tries to make it seem acceptable to cheat on your partner. In the same way, carbon offsetting tries to make it acceptable to carry on emitting excess carbon. Cheat Neutral doesn't really do much to reduce the amount of cheating in the world. Carbon offsetting does very little to reduce global carbon emissions.
Telling the bees, telling the flowers, telling the trees how I love you. I'm telling the moon, telling the sun, telling the stars, telling each one how I love you.
Yeah. Can you... they're not for sale, but you might be interested in our new company that we're launching today. It's called cheatneutral.com.
And what we do is cheat offsetting. So if you're in a relationship or, you know, you're lucky enough to be with someone and for whatever reason something goes a little bit wrong, you know, one of you does something that you probably shouldn't have done.
Oh, that happens quite often.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, what you can do is you can come to us and pay us a small amount of money. And what we do is we take that money and we invest it in couples like yourselves who are faithful to each other, and that way we can neutralise the damage that you've done to your relationship.
Do you think that you might want to sign up to our website or ever use our services?
Well, think about it, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Have you ever cheated on your girlfriend?
No, certainly not.
Really? Why is that?
Because it would be wrong. I mean,
what about if I said you can pay £2.50 to our new company if you cheat on your girlfriend, and we'll pay someone else to be faithful for you? How about that?
No. I think I like my girlfriend too much.
That's very sweet. Have a balloon.
How about if he said, you know, I got drunk and I slept with someone, but then I paid Cheat Neutral to offset that by paying other people to be single. So, you know, the total yeah. levels of heartbreak in the world haven't gone up.
Mm. Yeah, that's all right.
You think that'd be okay?
If a boyfriend and a girlfriend agreed that they would like go by this rule, then we'd just be okay, I'll cheat, it'll only cost me £2.50.
Yeah.
Everyone would cheat.
That's not balancing anything, it's just doing one thing and then doing something else totally different. Yeah. I don't see the link between them except in our minds.
I think you'd benefit more from doing a campaign against cheating to stop them doing it in the first place rather than...
So you think it'd be better if people didn't cheat at all,
yeah,
rather than cheated and then paid someone else not to cheat?
Back on the Nighttime Friendly, News Talk 1010 CFRB. Jim Burley with you until 11. Ryan Doyle coming up at that time. CheatNeutral.com. What's that all about? Get a load of this, folks. We're joined right now by Christian Hunt. He's one of the people behind the website. How you doing, Christian?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks. How are you?
And Alex Randall from CheatNeutral.com joins me now.
Hi.
You got this idea in the pub, didn't you?
CheatNeutral.com is a pretty innovative idea. Can you tell us about it?
Well, I'm really glad you think so.
What's your name, sir?
Alex.
Alex. Hang on. We lost you for a second. Okay, Beth. So how does the website work?
Okay, well, what we understand at CheatNeutral.com is that cheating and jealousy are just a natural part of most modern relationships, and what we needed was a market-based solution to dealing with that.
So what we offer is a service to help you neutralize your cheating.
Does that make sense?
No.
Right, okay, well, I'll...
Doesn't make any sense.
Wait, I think I get it.
That's basically it, yeah. What we're making sure is that the total amount of cheating doesn't go up. So if you want to cheat, it's no longer something you have to feel bad about. It's just something that you have to neutralize. Make sure the total amount of cheating doesn't go up.
So if I was on your little website, sweetheart,
yeah,
and I cheated, how much money would you want me to get?
About $5.
I mean, let's look at where we got the inspiration from this idea. Okay, you may have heard of carbon offsetting.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that you can take a plane flight or whatever and you're going to emit so many tons of carbon.
But you can pay into one of these, you know, so-called carbon offset companies, and they'll pay someone else in a developing country to plant trees or, you know, put in some low energy light bulbs, and that absolves you of that guilt as well. So all we're doing is taking this well-established concept of carbon offsetting and moving it into the arena of cheating and relationships.
Great, you got the papers. Let me introduce you to Alex, a shy young man you can sponsor to offset your own infidelity. Pay just £2.50 to support Alex's celibate existence, and you can continue your affairs with a clear conscience. You'll even receive a certificate. Alex is on www.cheatneutral.com. A spoof, of course. The idea of offsetting your infidelity is crazy, but a similar madness actually exists. It's carbon offsetting, and it affects us all. It's brilliant. And then at the end, he says, in every sector of the economy, it is possible to make changes that will secure a future for our children. We just need to cherish the planet, not cheat on it. That's great, isn't it? It's really good.
There is really no place for carbon offsetting in an agenda that seeks to deliver carbon reductions for ourselves. Anyone who needs to understand this, just consult a website that exists at the moment called cheatneutral.com. It invites you to offset your infidelity. Does it reduce the sum total of infidelity in society? No, not a jot. But it makes you feel better. It has that ring of high moral tone that is so attractive to some of our policy making at the moment. But it is a scam. I would just say that the website is not a serious website. It's intended to ridicule an approach that deserves to be ridiculed.
Has anyone mistakenly taken your site seriously yet? And if so, any interesting tales?
The funniest guy has got to be...
It's got to be Loving Links.
Loving Links. I got a message on my phone. Well, can we just listen to it?
Can you put it on the
Coupon
speaker?
On speakerphone.
3:18 p.m.
My name's David Miller. I run the Loving Links organisation, which is a major... resource for extramarital affairs.
Extramarital affairs.
It really is a great site. Maybe there's some way we might be able to work together.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what you're doing, which is which is subverting the whole idea of carbon offsetting. Yeah. Talk about the serious point for a second, Alex, which is what do you think is wrong with carbon offsetting? Because it may seem a reasonable idea to some people.
Okay, the point we're trying to make is that carbon offsetting doesn't provide us with a solution to climate change, and it in fact delays people in making real changes in their lifestyles.
What we need to be doing when faced with climate change is cutting our emissions in the West, because that's where the kind of per capita emissions are highest. Now, carbon offsetting does absolutely nothing to help us cut our emissions. Instead, it's saying, look, you can go on emitting if you pay for the privilege.
It delays people changing, you know, their own life. It delays us making changes to our industries and economies, which at some point we're going to have to do if we're going to meet the challenge of climate change.
Yo, my brother's coming real fast. Looks like we got Olympics for your ass. So you think of the
cop this message from the fuck. Olympics? Ha! What a movement. Who profits from city improvement? Want a profile, medal or a venue? Here's a bill Juan Antonio send you. Knight, Gosper, Coles, Richardson, here to make money. Not to be nice, son. Gold for Australia, dope for the athlete. Lord of the Rings in a Superbox track meet.
Torch the Olympics, burns into the ground. Boil the synchronized swimmers, water swims, makes a lovely sound. Grab a box of matches, burn those brothers to the ground. Torch the Olympics, burn, Sydney, burn.
Took so many roids, can't take them more. Muscles so big, they're drooping on the floor. The swimmers all took him and really went sick. They used to be spunky, now they got dick.
The people's games, the games they play. Rich motherfucker scam all the way. Fortnite is sport, circus on roids. Networks own the girls and boys. Olympic ideal, ad man spiel. Folks ain't buying that shit no more. Five rings at the bottom of a harbour. It ain't no game.
Rent's going up and the pants are going down. All you mothers walking this town, pour that petrol, burn it down!
Torch the Olympics, burn Sydney to the ground. Boil the synchronized swimmers, boiling swimmers make a lovely sound. Play this song in the opening, open your windows and crowd. Torch the Olympics to the ground, boil the synchronized swimmers.
Scan brush the word dust, scandalous front page, arrows to phantom us. Yet they hand to us only what's cancerous. Nothing but the worst for the worst, so I stand up with the flow to expose those with stock in. ExxonMobil X, I'm pumping mad toxin, dioxin, no time for relaxing. While the sun we basking is free energy blasting. Wasted by assassins, mastered in masking the truth. Ain't no fluke how it flew the coop, we knew. Tesla had the recipe, but too many brutes rushing for loot, kept the clues locked up in the vault. Now Hades underwater and our soil's full of salt. Full of salt on our senses, dispense with the cost of our mortal coil. Digging from our oil, making my blood boil, a gargoyle. Keeping my brow furrowed and my nose well burrowed. Singing a vivid to deliver the change that's thorough. Either be the spanner or be the master bureau. Crack with the craft to alter the mat. Tackle the ice caps that are melting. Stop burning the coal. Trolls with short-term goals out of control. Competing for the power to power your light glow. With slight clothes, needs to be opened up like a rose. Redesign, not time to sign Kyoto. Pronto, close the nook silo, open the hydro. Open the field, the window where the wind blows. Combined with sunshine, it's crunch time and lunchtime is over. Never say I never told ya. Look over the back before I smash your Land Rover. Hand over the keys, we can stand silver, we can stand soldier. Call me the boulder of vocal brief. Urban to rural, Murray River to coral reef. Give me relief, turning the tide before my tide turns grief. Cause we got the alternative energy, right. For a nuclear free autonomy. Well, we got the alternative energy, yeah. For a nuclear free autonomy.
Musical metaphor about the things we're for. Anakin's, get that message in your head. Musical meta, morphosization. Breeding the freedom of information. About tuning the technology. Fitting out with the ecology. It's working. fucking we're wicked and together getting clever. We're committing modernity, but still catching the fatalities and the casualties of the confusion. That's what we're losing, nuclear fusion. Or is it fission? Gotta beat that vision, beat that vision. Global warming, I feel it burning. So why aren't we learning? Have you got the yearning to work this shit out? What it's all about? Let it grow, let the oxygen flow through your lungs. Or am I speaking in tongues? Hell no.
I told you know what we got,
cause we got the alternative energy.
Marketplace, city lights and skyscrapers, neon signs advertising flights to space stations. As automatons wait patient, data dump salvation. Innovation exceeds the actual needs of the patient. Human brain waits at a crossroads, one thumb out for an upload. Strive for light speed, never arrive at what you strove for. Reverse on core of the centuries, leaving the sensitive pensive. Think inventions of 2020 inventors. A robot claims poor maintenance and gets combo. Well, what was slip, slop, slap is now a total no-go. Deserts full of solar panels, riddling kids are surfing all the channels. Suburb named Madonna after compact is landfill. A terrorist seek to dismantle the rule of the anvil. The spit fights back like the hammer to the anvil. I can solve my digital handheld crystal ball, but to view 2041 is still a bad call.
Immense frustration and revelation of some types of variety, a product of society. We are as a species unleashed in space and time, committing every crime known to mankind. Why walk when they ran? Mr. White Collar Man blowing the blades on a fan, slicing like a knife through the air.
It was a quick slaughter, water retains heat, Gulf Stream regulates. War motions cause violent storms, you can call it change. Frozen manatees in Saint Sebastian, doves falling on the land of Michelangelo. Of course unstable weather's killing off the animals. If that ain't bad enough, throw in a BP oil spill. You know what it is, everything we do too big. Acting like it's nothing. You know what it is, everything we do too big.
when I was 8 in Maine, we used to play in snow forts. When I go home in winter, I can't make a snowball. It's getting warmer there, they got possums now. The bugs are going north, Halifax got Lyme disease now. Fuck beetles, they dying, cause it barely freezes. Maybe someday the kids will ask their parents what a bee is. I don't know who to thank, my parents or the state, but we're just hostages in the Copenhagen train wreck. You know what it is, everything we do too big, acting like it's nothing. You know what it is, everything we do too big, acting like it's nothing. The roads are made of petrol as well as the plastic you drink from, the tires you move on, even fertilizers that feed you are made from petroleum, and we're supposed to keep on fighting over what's left while we got the sun, the wind, and helium 3 on the moon. Man, you're a greedy beast who kills by the power of dreams. Civilization, just a pyramid scheme. Peace to Ronald Wright. I'm not a militant, I'm just a litigant. Class action suit against the earth, and I don't know who to file it with. I'm not a militant, I'm just a litigant. Class action suit against the earth, and I don't know who to file it with. I'm not a militant, I'm just a litigant. Class action suit against the earth, and I don't know who to file it with. Yeah, this is going out to everyone born after 1989. You are members of Generation Hot. You will watch the earth burn all around you. You will watch the ecosystem be thrown so far out of whack. Animal extinctions will no longer even be newsworthy. We're past the point of no return. We were given the choice to ride or die. We chose both, and I'm out.
Clear winter, clear winter, clear winter,
Nerd rap infest your internet. You left a trap, but it's empty. MC front a lot. Took a gate, but the bait wasn't tempting. Ending up uncaged and at large. To talk smack at you through the networking appliance that's in charge of every drip of your attention. Yo, when mine goes out, I've got to log in just to mention my disappointment at the interruption of convenience. I mean, just a lot left, but none up in between. This couple of minutes here and a couple of minutes later, it's an outrage at the price I pay. These dictators of my leisure rule with an iron fist. Has anybody ever been so put upon us this? Your GPS run out of battery.
First world problem.
Got to wake up Saturday.
First world problem.
You just delayed the honeymoon.
First world problem.
Pledge season's coming soon.
First world problem.
Half your friend list is fan accounts.
First world problem.
And you sit the channel speakers out.
First world problem.
You sit the channel speakers out. I can hear that it's on.
My feet, my hairy growth cream is mostly ineffective, and I'm struggling to keep this in perspective. But I feel like a massive injustice occurred. Says regrows hair on the two in the words. In a third or maybe a quarter of all users, I must have got swindled. Is it all full of oozes? Ooh, Muffy, Muffy, I had all the servants tortured. Did you keep them on retainer? Did you got some more on order? Cause I can't comb my hair on my own no more. I got accustomed to the lifestyle, sniffed upon the spore, and it molded at my innards, made the blood turn blue. Muffy, Muffy, there's a revolution. What can two. Misplaced the Ambien.
First world problem.
Left a participle dangling.
First world problem.
You're scheduling your root canal.
First world problem.
Your grad schooling had no rationale.
First world problem.
You didn't like your appetizer.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized.
First world problem.
Your yacht got capsized. The first world problem that you have with your yacht.
The living conditions of the American masses. That's you. Are swiftly deteriorating. Our generation is going through the final convulsions of the dying world of capitalism. That's what it says here. And if you don't believe that pamphlet, try this one.
While our capitalism is in a minor kerfuffle, you have to hustle before the fates come reshuffle. Rustle up another couple grievances and air 'em. You can laugh about it later, maybe. Needed all the sparing for the moment, though. You ordered half-calf, didn't get it. There was no TV set when you jetted. Internet resetted itself just as I was in the middle of tournament play. And so I suffered from transmittal interruption. Completely ruined my day. MC front a lot's a jackass, all I'm trying to say. People buy CDs in these days of disaster. So poor me, I have to be a professional rapper. No bubbles in the soda cup.
First world problem.
App crash when you load it up.
First world problem.
Phone's OS is out of date.
First world problem.
Colors won't calibrate.
First world problem.
They never stock the snack you want.
First world problem.
Caught herpes from a sleputon.
First world problem.
You caught herpes from a sleputon. That magnet.
got wall hacked in PvP.
First world problem.
Oh no, HD DVD.
First world problem.
Pixels aren't perfect square.
First world problem.
Your favorite rapper isn't debonair.
First world problem.
You own too many underwear.
First world problem.
And you're not much of a millionaire.
First world problem.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Cut the power so we can see the stars, not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze.
Cut the power.
Straight kill the machines. I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream.
Cut the power.
So we can see the stars, not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze. Straight kill the machines. I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream.
Cut the power.
We picked up the sword, slashed the industrial umbilical cord. Cut the electrical circuitry panel. Cut the fuse boxes for changing the channel. Cut the tentacles of sentinels with night vision. Cut the vocal cords of those who said that it isn't. Desperate situation calling for drastic measure. Reevaluate just how we take the plastic treasure. Shrouded in lies, a special itinerary. Not a free mind, then you must be the enemy. Cut down the nuclear processing plant. Machine brainwash made us think that we can't live our own lives without selling our souls. Hate to receive what was in our control. Food, clothes, and shelter, the right to exist. Machine government made out hand over fist. They made us dependent, convinced us to spend it and not stop cause we didn't think we could end it. Dressed in all black, only come out at night like we vampire bats. Hooded up with wire cutters, hiding in the gutters. Sabotage internet, spyware detection. Wipe out the signal from all four directions. Computer crash terminal, section by section. Electromagnetic pulse weapons, we use them to wipe out the mainframe and cause mass confusion. Stop the machines any way that we can. Shut down their systems and disrupt their plans.
Cut the power,
so we can see the stars. Not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze. Straight kill the machines. I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream. So we can see the stars, not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze. Straight kill the machines. I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream. Citywide blackout, stars in the sky. Television stopped and the satellites died. Fuck the cracked spot, smoke your fucking laptop. Blast holes in the net like a heavy slap shot. Retire the streetlights and all the gas stations. The bus stops, the grocery store outlet locations. Cut the power so we can fend for ourselves. Machine empire and the deeper it delves. Driving us backwards with forward progression. Controls getting tighter with harmless impression. Manipulate us, building false trust. If we didn't cut the power, we were gonna get crushed. The cyborgs are coming for humanoid genocide. Biomechanics and corporate enterprise. The power was invisible, sliding through our wallets from the global to municipal. Branches, no chances of any reform. They were taxing our ass since the day we were born. We cut the power to save our existence. We live in the trees, burning fire in the distance.
Cut the power
so we can see the stars, not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze.
Cut the power.
Straight kill the machines. I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream.
Cut the power
so we can see the stars, not the smog of the city or the streets full of gauze.
Power.
Kill the machine cause I wanna live free, but it's still just a dream. Cut the power.